It is 9:43 this morning on Dakota Country Radio, and it's 72 degrees right now in the Buffalo City, and we are going to head to the phone line right now, and joining us on his way down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is the head men's basketball coach at Jamestown College, Justin Witt. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to have you with. I'm glad you could squeeze us in. You know, you're getting kind of big time on us now, getting on WDA News last night.
Hey, I'm never too big time for you, but it was good to have a little coverage on the Fargo News there last night, and Don Mizzo did a great job of putting the story together for sure.
Well, of course, the big news yesterday, it was released by the University of New Mexico that you guys will be heading down there for an exhibition game on November 6th. Just an awesome opportunity for your team. I know all your guys are excited about it. I know your coaching staff is fired up about it. Your radio guy is ecstatic. It's going to be a lot of fun, but just an unreal opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's a great thing for our guys especially, but for our program, for our college in general. I mean, it's a chance to go play against probably a top 15 team in the country. They're going to have NBA guys all over the court, so it's going to be a great opportunity. We're going to play in the Pit, which everybody knows how legendary that place is. So it's a great opportunity for our guys. Something that doesn't happen a lot for a school our size. And we're going to go down there and really enjoy it. And just really try to compete. We know they're going to be really good, but it's really going to be about the opportunity and the experience for our guys.
Now, this thing has been in the works for a couple months. You, of course, were an assistant at Iowa and played under Craig Neal, who is now the head coach at the University of New Mexico. Talk a little bit about how this thing all got started.
Yeah, when I got the job here last year in August, I talked to Steve Alford a little bit about it. And we had talked about it a little bit, but, never really finalized anything. He knew we were interested. But the talks really didn't go past that. But when he took the job at UCLA, and obviously Craig Neal got the head job in New Mexico, just called to congratulate him, and we didn't really talk about it. Didn't really talk about the game too much, but a couple weeks later, he called me and wanted to know if we were interested, and obviously we were. So, we've been working on the contract for a while. The dates have switched here or there, but it's been about a 4-month process. But we were happy to finally get it finalized a couple weeks ago, and we were just kind of waiting for them to release their schedule. So it's a great thing for our university. I mean, you look at their schedule; they're playing Kansas, Marquette, Cincinnati. All these big time schools, and then we got Jamestown on there as well. So it's just a really good opportunity for our guys and for our university as well.
You guys got an opportunity to practice at the Pit last year. Obviously, it's going to be a little different playing in there. But having been down there and seeing it, obviously, it's a fantastic arena that just got a $60 million facelift here over the last couple of years. So it's going to be a pretty intimidating place to play.
Well, for anybody that's ever been there, the Pit's kind of built down into the ground. And the way you walk from the locker rooms down to the court, put on this big tunnel on this big ramp, and it's a pretty cool sight when you walk down there. And finally get out onto the court. I know our guys were so excited to even practice there last year. And, we kind of made a couple jokes about it. Oh, it'd be awesome if we ever got to play here. And, I knew we had talked about it a little bit, but, didn't really think it would happen this soon. But, they put a lot of money into that place. They've got top-notch facilities. We got a tour of their practice facility and locker rooms and video rooms and everything when we were down there. And they do everything first class down there. Coach Alford really got it going in these last 4 or 5 years, and I think Coach Neal will continue to build on that. And, like I said, I think they've got 4 or 5 pros on their squad at least. So they're a team talent wise that could be a Final Four team. There's a lot of things that go into that, obviously, but usually there's about 15 to 20 teams that have the talent to make a Final Four run come March. So they're a team that has that talent, and it's just going to be a great experience for our guys.
Well, Coach, we are just under 3 months away from your first game. It'll be October 18th. You guys head to Mayville for a pair of games over the weekend. And then the next games will be the home dates against Jordan Northwestern before you hit the road and head on to New Mexico. But talk about a tough week for your team. You guys get Dort Northwestern on Friday, Saturday night. You go play a top 15, 20 team in the country in Division I basketball on Thursday, and then you head to Nebraska to play a couple more really good teams.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a really challenging week. Obviously, the games the weekend before and the weekend after that are our regular season games that, you know, that impact our record and our ranking are obviously going to be huge for us. So we've got to do a good job as coaches and as players of, you know, not getting ahead of ourselves. We got four really tough games before we go on this trip. You know, Dort Northwestern are going to be ranked probably top 15 like they always are, and it'll be a really good challenge for us. And obviously, you know, when we get down there, we'll obviously enjoy everything. We're gonna do everything first class. But once we get back to Nebraska, we've got two really important games as well. So it's going to be a balancing act for our guys as far as you know, really not looking ahead to this game. But you know, it's tough. You know, our guys have been talking about it a lot. It's such a great opportunity, you know, for our guys. But you know, it's a really challenging schedule that we have this year. We're going to have a lot of ranked teams. This is just kind of the icing on top of the cake.
Well, you're on your way now, right now, to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to do some recruiting. You've brought in some pieces for this upcoming year, guys that are going to step in and help you guys right away. Who are some of those guys that are going to help you?
Well, you know, we've signed a lot of guys this season, obviously. You know, there's a lot of guys that I could name, but obviously, you know, we signed a couple junior college kids that, you know, in Devontae Smith and Matthew Wingo that, you know, that are about 6'6". And we'll really help us on the front line, losing Devin and losing Jared, you know, from our front line. So, you know, we expect those two guys to really step in and help us on the front line. And, you know, we signed, obviously, Hagler from Candu. You know, he's just a really good, smart player that I think we'll be able to step in right away. And we signed a point guard from Roseville, Minnesota, Logan Brown, that he was up here this summer for a couple of days working our camp. And he's got a chance to really help us as well. So we're going to have a lot of guys. I'm really looking forward to having a competitive fall where we have 13, 14, 15 guys that we feel like can all play for us at the varsity level. And it's going to be up to those guys to really earn their minutes. So that's maybe something that we didn't have last year. You know, we had a lot of guys playing 35, 38 minutes. You know, hopefully we can get to a point where we've got 10 or 11 guys that we feel really comfortable with. And you know, it all starts with our seniors. You know, Mark Hogue's a returning All-American, so you know, that's not a bad place to start either. But you know, we have a good solid group coming back. We can mix in three or four of these new guys with them, and we're definitely excited for this season to come.
Well, Mark Hogue, of course, had off-season shoulder surgery. How is he recovering from that?
Yeah, he's doing fine. You know, he's back working out. Coach Neville, our assistant coach, has done a good job working him out here. He got back on the court. He got cleared by his doctor, I think, July 1st or late June. So he's been working out. He looks good. He's going to continue to, you know, keep putting on weight in the weight room. He hasn't been able to lift weights since he hurt his shoulder in last November. So it's been almost a year now since he's touched the weight, and he really can't start that until August or September. So it's going to be, you know, trying to get some weight back on him, you know, some muscle back on him. But even without it, he's a really good player. You know, the more we watch and the more we look back to last year, you know, and the more coaches I talk to, when we're out on the road recruiting, you know, guys that we played against, everybody has a really high level of respect for his game. And, you know, he's a guy that whether he's lifted a weight in a year or not, you know, he's going to play extremely hard. His motor's always going to be running, and he's going to be a tough matchup every single night.
Well, Coach, enjoy your trip to Sioux Falls. Say hi to the coaching staff for me, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon, Coach. That was Justin Wick, the head men's basketball coach at Jamestown College, joining us talking about the big game that Jamestown just announced the other day with the University of New Mexico. They will play November 6th at the Pit in Albuquerque. We're going to take a short time out here on the AM Update, and we'll get into some announcements and weather.